The UN has turned into a fortress. Streets are blocked off. Police are everywhere. Automatic weapons at the ready. The New York Police Department and the U.S. Coast Guard are patrolling the waters and skies to make sure the UN is safe. New Yorker Guy Long says it's been a familiar sight all week.
I live on Roosevelt Island, so I see all the boats and everything, police and Coast Guards. They really do put a cordon around here.
Here on 2nd Avenue, barriers block off sidewalk after sidewalk. And getting around can be pretty confusing if you don't have the right credentials.
Yes, thank you.
Even with the right paperwork, people still have to navigate the jam-packed streets near the UN.
It's just been kind of madness. I know for the people that take cabs and go around, it's been almost impossible to get anywhere.
The security workers are very polite.
But for this group in New York to represent the Center for Public Health Nigeria, the traffic jams and chaotic sidewalks are a small price to pay, says Okorochukwu Sifine.
Very tough, but I like their security arrangement. It's safe for everybody to get in. And also everybody feels secure inside.
Visitors and residents we spoke with agree that when it comes to security, it's better to have too much than too little. So the friendly faces of New York's NYPD won't be going away anytime soon. Carla Babb, VOA News, New York.
Thank you.